going to read to you from Acts chapter 15. Jeff said to me I ought to start at verse 40, but if you don't mind, I'm going to start at verse 36, which is what our program says, and I know that he will not mind. He's not wearing a dog collar tonight. I can do what I like. Acts 15, verse 36.
George, let me just say, as we turn to that, then we're going to be thinking with in the adult sessions, that's the old folks, you understand, tomorrow and on Sunday, about Paul in Philippi. But to help us capture some of the excitement, I wanted this evening, just for 10 minutes, to think about the journey to Philippi. And hence the map, and George is going to read, and as he does, I'll try and point out the places on the map as we go. So Paul begins over here in Antioch. Go, George.
Yes, sir. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they travelled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. Paul and his companions travelled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to do so. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.